Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is one of my favorite episodes that we do here at the studio. This is our Thai Atlanta special edition, and with me today, I have the incoming president of Thai for 2016, Kanchana Raman. Is that close enough?
Close.
Okay. And then also Paul Lopez, who is no stranger to Atlanta business.
And that's very close.
That's right on the money there.
There
I'm from Miami,
go.
Florida, so I can handle your name.
On average, you're doing well, Lee.
50-50. So Kanchana, I'd like to lead with you. Thai just had a big event, ThaiCon. Can you share a little bit about ThaiCon, what happened there, and why it's important to the community to have ThaiCon every year?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity to be here and share our organization with everybody.
Right, your story and mission. It's one of those kind of best-kept secrets of Atlanta, and we're doing our best to make sure that it's not a secret anymore.
I don't think it's a secret anymore, especially when we looked at the attendance at ThaiCon, and we moved it from April to September. We're going to move it back to April in 2016.
Okay, so you got a short runway for next year.
Yes, yes. And I think one of the reasons is, you know, in 2014 and prior years, it was always in April, and we had the students as part of the
network. Event, right,
of
absolutely.
The event. So the high school students and the university students. And I think that's one of our missions is networking, education, mentoring, and learning, constant learning. So when you bring the students in, they get to see, you know, how it's being done in corporate America. So that's one of the reasons we're going to move ThaiCon back to April in 2016. But this year, like every year, was a very successful year. We had over 200 in attendance.
Right.
And we had some great fireside chats as usual.
Yeah.
And, Raj and Bert Ellis, and we had Dr. Jay Yadav, who's actually going to be on the board in 2016. And then we had Ray Shenaz, Dr. Ray Shenazi from Emory. And to me, he spoke a lot, but one thing, the biggest takeaway for me was he helped cure 3 million people with some of his innovations in medicine.
That's right. The impact of the members and the charter members and the members of Thai is phenomenal. And the impact that they're doing here in Atlanta and throughout the world is amazing.
It's a global impact, and it's very humbling to be in a place.
Be part of that,
like
right?
ThaiCon, yes, absolutely.
You know, one of the best parts of ThaiCon that sometimes gets a second seat, but really should be as good as the keynote speakers, is the small round tables. You, despite whatever size the event is, you can get right next to some of the people who are experts in their field. In a grouping of 6-8 people, you get to ask these experts questions that are relevant to you that you can go put in place on Monday. So that's a piece that we also put back in this year that was very well received.
Oh, it's an excellent point, Paul.
And that's something that's done at all the monthly meetings. I mean, they try to integrate that throughout the monthly meetings as well.
That's the joy of Thai. I think that while it's a worldwide global organization that has 12, 13,000 people, you feel like it's here for you. What are you trying to do as an entrepreneur, irrespective if you're like me with 30 plus years in business, or you're a student, or you're a startup? You can find somebody else whose story can tell you what to do or what not to do.
Right. And it's not just focused on technology, where a lot of these organizations like that are focused on one niche. Thai is broader to handle, you know, all industry.
It's getting broader. I mean, I'm in the financial services arena, for example, and while technology spreads across all industries. While Thai had its evolutionary start in Silicon Valley, we have in fact enjoyed the fact that, you know, we can help entrepreneurs, be it in manufacturing, be it in services, be it in my particular industry of financial services, be it in banking, et cetera. I mean, people can apply the lessons they learned, which come at an incredibly great ROI. I mean, think about it. All you got to do is give your time. And you'll get back far more than you put in.
Sure.
You're
going to talk? Jump in there?
I am going to jump in. I had to with these great people, of course. The one comment that I did want to make about Thai is that whenever I, you know, talk to anyone else, I always tell them that it's for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know, we have two great entrepreneurs right in front of us, Paul Lopez and Kanchana. And what the greatest thing is that these people have a passion to not only, you know, create a sustainable environment for entrepreneurship in Atlanta, but they want to help other people do the same exact thing, right?
Right.
They want to help them throughout the entire process, because not only, you know, do we cater, like you said, we're stage agnostic, right? It's not just early stage, but it's throughout the whole journey of entrepreneurship.
Right. The whole life cycle from the student, and we're going to talk about that, the high school level student to college, to after you've exited and you want to, you know, give back to the community, there's a place for you as well. So at every stage of being an entrepreneur, you're covered within time.
Yeah, we invite people to come to one of our events. They're typically on the second Wednesday, is that right?
Correct.
Held in the perimeter area, so it's convenient. You can come be our guest.
It's convenient for you, Paul, right? it's all about Paul.
Of course. Well, first of all, you all know that in Atlanta, if you can self-commute, you've got a great life.
That's right.
And so I've solved it by moving my office right next to where the meetings are.
So, Kanchana, can you talk a little bit about what's ahead and your vision of leadership for 2016 and onward?
Yeah, it's a tall order, you know, being the president, incoming president of Thai Atlanta. You know, I started as a charter member 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I didn't start as a member and then move up to be a charter member. So I started as a charter member.
So you dove right in.
I dove right in, and I was invited 5 years ago to start a women's group within Thai, mm-hmm. Because, you know, obviously there, you know, we want participation and we want diversity both in terms of gender and race.
Right.
So I started as part of this group where we were trying to attract more women to be part of Thai.
So when you started, how many women were in that group?
There was seven of us.
Seven of you.
So a lot of our attorneys.
If you'll remember the movie, The Magnificence.
That's right.
So it's quality as well as quantity.
Yeah, a lot of our attorneys. And of course, I think a couple of entrepreneurs. Uh-huh. Then, of course, when you become a charter member, you know, this is the only organization where you pay to mentor.
That's right. And that's why don't you share that a little bit? Because for people who aren't familiar, a charter member has to pay
to mentor.
And then they get the opportunity to give back and to mentor other people,
yes.
Which is very unusual in a lot of associations.
It is very unusual, but I think, you know, while you mentor, you learn.
Right.
I think that's one of the biggest part of mentoring is the learning process and then, you know, the joy of giving back.
Right. And you're going to eliminate a lot of people who that doesn't resonate with, right? By making them pay and mentor. A person has to have a certain heart in order to kind of want to do both of those things simultaneously.
And also, I think for us as mentors, we also get access to this global, you know, team of mentors. So there are charter members everywhere, practically in every city. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at some of the pictures of charter members, you've already seen them on Forbes magazine.
That's right.
And to know that you can get 30 minutes with them, you know, if you're traveling to the Silicon Valley or you're traveling to Japan or India, it really doesn't matter.
And that's another one of the kind of benefits of being part of the Thai ecosystem is that you have access. This is a global network. It started in Silicon Valley, but now there's Thai chapters all over the world, right?
I believe that we're into either 17 or 18 countries, and there are about 62 chapters across mm-hmm. the globe.
And Atlanta chapter is one of the top chapters?
Number four. It's a beer, the fourth largest.
There's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, but I think I heard on NPR this morning that Atlanta is now, you know, is on the map as one of the cities with the most opportunities for the millennials, and I'm very proud of that. So I'm definitely happy for the city, happy for all of us. And I think it is going to increase our membership. And mm-hmm. Thai today is considered as a premier organization for entrepreneurship.
Right.
If you're a fine entrepreneur, you want to be a fine entrepreneur, you want to do it right, you know, you're part of the Thai network
That's
and the
right.
ecosystem.
And then, so do you have anything planned for the coming 2 years that you'll be president?
Absolutely.
Is this secret? Is this top secret?
When you look at the presidents, the prior presidents, and the present President Karen Cope Robinson, I think everybody has done a fantastic job. Everybody is very aligned with the mission. Mm-hmm. And I think for starters, if I could do as good a job as them, I would be very happy.
Okay.
And then obviously for our membership, we're looking to increase our membership and also be able to align with the upcoming ideas. So one of the things we have done is when you look at the TYE student entrepreneurs or the early stage, we see a surge of medical devices, ideas in medical devices.
Right.
So one of the things I've done is I have two new board members as part of TYE, Dr. Pradeep Sinha, who's a leading plastic surgeon here in Atlanta,
yeah.
And Dr. Jay Yadav, who needs no introduction at all. So when we think, okay, when we have these ideas on medical devices, I mean, what kind of people do we need mentoring
right.
from our side? So we have two doctors on the board right now. So that's the diversity we want to bring in.
Now, when you're going about, like, how do you, at the end of the year, when you look back, I guess, quarterly, monthly, whatever the rhythm is that you look back, what is the metrics you look at as, okay, we're on track, we're doing a good job?
ROI, for me, it's the ROI for the members, for the sponsors. You know, what are they getting back from the organization? Mm-hmm. That is something I want to focus on
mm-hmm.
because we want to retain them, we want to grow them, and we want to be sure that their time is well spent.
That's right. But you can't just say ROI in terms of revenue, right? It has to be because your mission is more of mentoring and educating.
So I was talking about ROI for the members.
Right.
In terms of what they're going to get from the organization.
But how
we specifically every month and for the entire year, we set a goal for how many people are we mentoring? How many companies are we mentoring? We look at wealth created, et cetera. So mm-hmm. there are several very measurable outputs that we want to have. But clearly, I think what Kanchana is saying is if the organization continues to grow with new members and current members staying on, it's an indicator that they're voting that we're doing the right thing.
That's right. And then so the best way to engage initially is through these monthly meetings. Do you think that's a good point of entry for a person that's new to the TYE?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's where they get to meet, the charter members. They get to meet the members mm-hmm. and they get to hear the keynotes and then again align with the organization.
And then participate in some of those roundtables that you discussed earlier, right?
Every monthly meeting has a slightly different theme
mm-hmm.
by and large. And so, you know, again, as I think Amin said, if you're new to entrepreneurship, you'll pick up something because you're going to be in a room with 60, 80 people and a lot of networking time where you've got an opportunity to ask questions. That's really what we underscore. And then there'll be other people who are at different stages, different industries, but it's a great networking opportunity. It's invariably educational. Even though I've been in business 35 years, I'll tell you, I learn one thing every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you come to it with sort of no objective, you sort of leave with sort of an unknown, right?
Right.
So I would tell people, if you want to come, check out our website, atlanta.tie, spelled TIE.org, again, atlanta.tie.org, and look for an upcoming meeting and just be our guest. Is that right? I mean, could they just be our guest one time around?
Correct.
And then if it resonates for them and they feel, boy, I got so much out of it, become an actual member soon after. Ask questions. You'll find the people are very approachable. That's how I got started. I mean, essentially, I showed up by invitation from a CPA, and I just felt, A, the environment was very, uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to be at places where you've got other people making you feel good about, you know, you being there. You're there to learn kind of deal. Number two is sign up and then show up. And then be there because, A, very likely you learn something, but believe it or not, every member can also deliver some help to someone else. And we've got people of every age group, of every level of entrepreneurship. Just show up at one of them, and I suspect that chances are that if Thai is a good fit for you, you'll want to become a member soon after.
Yeah, great point, Paul. I think also, you know, everybody, you know, wants to meet with us, the charter members. They want 30 minutes. So we encourage them to come to these meetings. We come there early so they can meet with us for 30 minutes. And then we can introduce them to, you know, the other members as well.
And you mentioned earlier that ThaiCon for next year will be in April in order to accommodate some of the younger folks that are
correct.
That you mentor and that you help, and that's through the TYE program?
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about that? And
we just launched year six.
Year six? Now, talk about that. How does that work? What are the ages of the people involved? Things like that.
Thank you. I was hoping you would ask me that question. So this is our sixth year, and I co-founded the program 6 years ago. And
so when you weren't starting the women's thing, you started the kids
around the
thing.
Same time. Yeah.
One of these days she'll get to the elderly, and right. So I'll feel so included.
The senior
point.
Thai seniors, right?
We'll have all the brackets covered. Yeah.
Yeah, aren't we stage agnostic, Paul? Yeah.
I don't know. I tell everybody I'm 89. They go, boy, you look good for your age.
Paul is a very good looking guy. Yeah. Yes, so this about 6 years ago, I came, you know, one of the other co-founders, Balakrishnan from Ernst & Young, and I, we came up with this idea about mentoring high school kids. Mm-hmm. When I started as an entrepreneur in my 20s, people would say, oh, wow, you're so young. But now 20s is like a senior citizen in entrepreneurship, right? Kids start really early,
right.
Like teenage years, before they graduate from undergrad, they already have a couple companies,
right.
Exits. So we thought this was a good time to, you know, expose them to entrepreneurship, so mm-hmm. the seeds of entrepreneurship. So we started this program in Alpharetta, and we, you know, thanks to Emory, they gave us the conference center in Alpharetta. And we were able to start with a class of 30 students, 9th grade to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. I mean, they can come 9, 10, 11, 12, whichever
right.
year is, you know, feasible for them. And it's the classes are every other Sunday, and we provide pizza. And we started off as if it was free. I mean, nobody needed to pay anything. But what was beautiful was the engagement with the entire ecosystem at Thai Atlanta.
And this had a curriculum, or was this kind
yes.
of a free-for-all? Or?
So this is a global program with Thai.
Okay, so this exists in the other chapters as
exactly.
well?
Exactly. So Boston, I think, right? I'm in Boston, was the founder of the TYE program.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so we had a curriculum from Boston.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of easy in the sense you have a curriculum, but you can also tweak it. So the teachers are really entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So you get real-world entrepreneurs.
Right. So it's not professors from Emory. You just use their conference center.
Right, just the conference
right.
center, right? So it is entrepreneurs, you know, that come and teach the class. So young entrepreneurs, you know, early stage entrepreneurs, mature entrepreneurs, people who have had several exits. We have all kinds of millionaires and billionaires as part of the Thai network. And for them to take that Sunday afternoon off to come and teach, I mean, that's commendable. You know, Sunday afternoon is like family time, TV
right,
time.
Sure.
But they really want to give back, and they want to teach those young minds. And we have never had a problem getting people there to teach on a Sunday afternoon to the kids.
Now, is it throughout the school year? Is that the rhythm
yes.
of this?
Yes.
And then at the end, do they make something, or they're part of a startup?
So from September to December is like learning. So we teach them.
So that's just general kind of the nuts and bolts of
classroom,
right.
classroom learning,
right.
you know, how to put a business plan together,
right.
ideation, how to come up with an idea. You know, it's okay to fail. It's okay, you know,
right.
success doesn't come mm-hmm. immediately.
Right.
You know, those kind of, you know, school of hard knocks, you know,
yes.
what really happens
stuff
in the real world.
Stuff they may not be getting at like traditional school.
Absolutely.
Right?
And also, you know, the kind of teachers and mentors we have coming, I mean, you know, I don't know if we can get 20 minutes of their time, you know, on a regular
right.
day. But they're, you know, that's the kind of access, you know, the high school students get.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also part of the Thai ecosystem. We give them a membership. I'll let Amin talk about it a little bit. But yeah, so starting January, we make groups of 5 to 6 of them.
Okay, so from those 30 are now, they've gone through this kind of generalized kind of entrepreneurship education. And then now they're ready for their own
business idea.
So now they take, I'm sure they've been kind of socializing amongst themselves, and they kind of form their own groups, or do you help them form the groups?
We let them form their own groups.
And so then they have, somebody has an idea, or together they have an idea, and then you...
So they come up, you know, it's amazing. Each kid can come up with 5 ideas.
Yeah, there's no lack of ideas.
Yeah,
right?
you'd be truly amazed at the innovation and the way they think. I mean, each kid can come up with 5 ideas. And one of the things we encourage is we say, guys, each one of you is a CEO. Right? The journey is going to be by yourself. It's not like, you know, you're going to have 6 people going to the top with you. So we want each one of you to be an entrepreneur. So we encourage each one of them to come up with a business idea. And then in January, they form the groups. And we have mentors who mentor them through it. And then we have a local competition, which they win. And then the winning team goes to the global competition.
And then, so then in that group, are they developing one idea, so they gotta kind of...
They have to agree on one
idea. They have to agree on one of the ideas.
Right.
And then they form... Then they delegate the different responsibilities amongst themselves.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. Each team would have, everybody would be a C level. So they have like chief marketing officer,
right?
You know, and CEO, president, which is good. I mean, we really leave it fluid, you mm-hmm. know, to the kids to decide. And you would be amazed with what the next generation has to offer.
And then they do you use like a lean startup methodology, or this is a Thai methodology of how to kind of bring this idea to market?
So, before I, you know, answer that question, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Westminster. We're actually at their prestigious campus this year.
Uh-huh.
I call it a campus because it actually feels like one. It's not really a high school. It's so huge. But yeah, thanks to them, they opened the doors for us, you know, for these future innovators. I mean, it's a great facility. I mean, we just got everything top notch.
So this is the first year we are in Westminster School. So we were in Emory for 5 years.
Right.
So this past month we got started in Westminster.
Yeah, and the kids just love it. And then going back to the question. So, actually, I'm going to kind of segue a little bit.
Just answer your own question.
Just answer my own question. So what happened, you know, when I enter the classroom on the first day, you know, and I see these kids and I just see them staring at us, right? And they're like, what is this all about? You know, I walked in with shorts and blue socks and Ashish had on orange pants. So they were like, who are these crazy guys?
Right. This doesn't look like high school to me.
Yeah. And then we started kind of sparking that fire in them, right? Because the goal, like Gunshina said, is to make them rockstar entrepreneurs, right? Understand what Thai is all about, understand how they can use this as a resource throughout their journey. And then going back to the to what the curriculum is like, is we've based on, again, it's the lean methodology, and also we've actually incorporated the business model canvas, right? Mm-hmm. Going through the different pieces of what they need, the key resources, their key customers, what their financials look like.
Right.
And we actually, like Gunshina said, we will have entrepreneurs and also SME subject matter experts that will come into the classroom and guide these kids on developing these things properly, right?
Right.
Because, you know, any one of the judges that we know that we have during the local finals and the actual global finals, they're going to judge these kids as if they were, you know,
a seasoned
startup.
Exactly.
And the thing is, the kids are ready for it. You know, they kind of like, oh no, this is just a project. Oh no, we're just going to make something out of some machete paper and just, we're going to make something. No, it's legit.
You got to answer hard questions.
Yeah.
Like they're going to ask you, did you talk to 100 customers?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Absolutely.
And they do.
Right.
So it's very real world. And just to add to what Amin said, my professor from Emory, Dr. Ben Konsinski, was a judge, you know, he's been a judge many times for these local competitions. And one of the things he said was, you know, your PowerPoint presentation is much better than anything my MBA students do.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge compliment.
And that's a compliment. And it's really fun, you know, during the local finals and the global finals, when I would see the kids pitch, when they're all brushed up, ready to go, and then the judges would look at them, and after when I'm done, you can't see my face. Just like they can't say anything because you're so impressed.
Is this high school?
Yeah. It's just high school. These are just high school students, right? And the great thing is that when the people and the judges and the audience that's there are listening to the ideas, they're shaking their heads like, wow, this could actually be a sustainable idea. This could actually go the distance, right? And that's what the goal is, right? Making a global impact and making a sustainable impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, changing, because nowadays there's not that much innovation that can be, you know, kind of invented, but you can refine and make better a lot of things, right? So, and that's what we kind of tell them to make. The idea is, you know, we want them to think really big, right? You know, some of the students, they'll, when we go through the ideation, we tell them like, no, go outside the box, really. So one of the kids mentioned that, hey, I want to shoot, you know, all the toxic waste to the sun, right? It's just that's how we want them to think.
Right.
That's
go exactly, for it. Figure it go out. Go for it. Have yeah, a plan, exactly. Right? Now, is it hard to get the kids involved, or you got so many kids that, you know, it's you just need more space to accommodate them? Is that, like, where are you on that side of attracting the high school students to be part of the program?
We actually have a mad rush to join the program, so we get a lot of applications. So it's really, we have capacity for about 40 students, and we want to keep the quality of the program. So it's, you know, the earlier...
So, but 40, I mean, there's... You know what? Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of students in high school. So I mean, 40 in that kind of scope of things, is that something you want to expand beyond 40, or
definitely? I think with the new facility we have at Westminster, I think the opportunity to expand is much bigger, and also in terms of location, right? We are probably more centrally located now rather than being in Alpharetta for the last 5 years. So that's like, you know, the drive coming north, and we also did some scholarships for disadvantaged students. Mm-hmm. So we think
because now there's a fee to participate.
Correct. So we sponsored 7 students to participate
out of the 40.
Correct.
Now, Paul, I don't want to neglect you on this, because as part of the evolution of TYE, there is a TYE University element as well, right?
Yeah. When I joined the Thai organization, the president and chair asked me how I wanted to give back. And one of the things I felt we were missing, but was clearly additive to our mission, was the college outreach programs. So we were doing great work in high schools already. We were doing great work with startups to mature organizations. We were missing our outreach into the college campuses. And having been a university professor for many years myself with Kennesaw State in their executive MBA program, I felt that I could connect the Thai organization from an awareness and resource standpoint with college campuses around Georgia. So what we did 3 years ago, and now we're entering our third year of competition for Georgia-based campuses, is connect, first of all, as a partnership, which is working very well with the Small Business Development Centers, mm-hmm. which is part of the SBA organization, right. And on many campuses throughout our state. And we have now, last year, for example, we had 13 universities and 21 teams participate from across the state, all the way on the eastern side from mm-hmm. Savannah, Armstrong State and Savannah, all the way to the west part of the state, almost near Alabama,
wow.
West Georgia University.
So it's being embraced by the colleges.
Yes, and we are very fortunate that the faculty view us as not competition or anything. It's really, this is, I loved listening to the high school example, but what we tell people, this is not a science fair. You're going to actually want to build a business. And so if you're a college student or you're a high school student, A, you'll get great opportunities to test ideas. You'll get mentoring and feedback and education from people who've been there, done that. And we wanted to have college campuses feel like they can compete. So what will happen is in the month of October, now that we have entered that, from now till right before the Christmas break, we are accepting nominations from universities. We expect that we will have somewhere around 15 universities participate, around 20, 25 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then in January and February, they will start to participate primarily by turning in some executive summaries, some high-level kind of answers about their business plans.
Right.
Teams can be teams of one, teams of five, et cetera. They need a faculty advisor to sort of say, yep, I'm with them, and I recognize that this is a perfectly legitimate kind of
right.
team. We will assign them this year a little earlier than before. We used to assign them coaches at the qualifying round. Now we're going to assign them coaches at the beginning of January. So everybody will have a Thai member or an SBDC consultant tied to them as a coach as well.
To help them pitch?
Help them get better.
Just better in their
home.
Just
better. Well, I think what we want everybody to feel is not just the fact that we have $10,000 of prize money, but really that if your idea becomes more legitimate, is more likely, becomes in terms of actually launching the business, you're a winner in that
right.
case. That's really what we want.
So it isn't as kind of curriculum driven as the high school?
No, because
it's more kind of on their own.
Well, what we do is, first of all, we we allow the fact that universities are delivering curriculum in this arena,
right.
particularly in the business schools. Not always, it could be in engineering, et cetera,
right.
but the Accrediting Society for Business Schools requires as one of its key pillars entrepreneurship now as a piece of study. That
is that a Georgia?
No, in fact, AACSB, which is the Accrediting Society, is an international organization,
wow.
and they're requiring, much like, you know, the quality movement of many years
right.
ago, they're requiring that entrepreneurship and innovation, that sort of is a synonym, because you could also be innovative inside a company. You don't have
right,
to be
an entrepreneur.
Right. So they're requiring that. So we have found that the business schools in particular want to work with us. They're delivering the curriculum. This now makes it very real by saying, let's go launch a business.
Mm-hmm.
So in many cases, they've already got classes that they put teams together, incredible ideas that can be across any industry. And then what we do is help take that idea from the classroom and make it somewhat more real, because we will then have the qualifying round in February. And then the final round will be part of the April event, currently planning either the 16th or the 23rd, one of those Saturdays, as part of the next TICON as well. So there'll be a university track, there'll be a high school track, and there'll be the rest of TICON
going on. And
it'll
culminate at the 2016 TICON?
Correct.
Correct.
And
all together.
So now the university, TYEU, is there's still opportunity for students to get involved.
Right. So I've been, one of the other things we've done through TYE University program is create an academic network. We're now finding that best practices that might occur at Georgia Tech are valuable to be used at Kennesaw State or
right.
at the University of Georgia.
So they're all collaborating.
Versa. And so I hold a bi-monthly teleconference with these faculty members who care about entrepreneurship
wow.
and their share ideas. They in turn will hopefully get the word out to our students. We'll also have the websites up now that we're in October. We felt any earlier people go, oh, that's too far away.
Right.
University students want deadlines like tomorrow.
Right.
So anything out in December is like, wow, that's like way, way, way in the future.
Well, you got to experience this as kind of an entrepreneurial project. You started this 3 years ago, and now you're iterating, right?
Right. We're in like startup month 27.
right.
and it's exciting because, again, we get to engage maybe about 40 mentors with these students, given that we're likely to have mm-hmm. 20 to 25 teams that would be spread around. And that's partly why we don't do our curriculum. Two reasons. The universities do some work. The SBDC offers that as
right.
well through their consultants spread across the state. And then we can just take their idea and make it better. And these students come away with, you know, finding reality against their commitment. No, nobody in the classroom is going to tell them as our judges would, of, you know, your idea just isn't going to fly. Nobody's going to invest in it. I mean, and people are that brutal, but it's brutal
right.
with an idea that we want to make your idea better, not
right.
we want you to go away.
Right. You don't want to be a dream killer. You just want to explain that there are certain business realities.
Yeah. And we've
had, might have to pivot, right?
And we've had, I mean, I think the university students get to sit in on each other's sessions. So if you're from SCAD or you're from Tifton, Georgia, or you're from Columbus, or you're here in the metro.
Right,
Atlanta.
Or you're from Georgia Tech, you're all right. getting this information, you're all getting this opportunity.
So we will be launching the website in the next 5 or 7 days,
correct.
Maybe even sooner. Actually, it's sort of in mode. Is there a place they ought to go to, I mean, that, or how best should they, if some listener says, boy, I'm interested?
Well, if you're really, really interested and you really want to get involved right away, the best the contact you can email is the Thai Atlanta University at thai-atlanta.org.
Mm-hmm. And so if you go to that website, then they can navigate.
Yeah, if they go to our atlanta.thai.org, that website, yep, the information will be there so that
yeah.
they can link back. And,
right.
and, you know, like Paul said, the application will be up by then.
And you know what? Given that I have nothing else to do and I have so much free time, they can text me. And so here's my cell number to text, 404-643-7400, because sometimes we want people to feel it's a one-on-one kind of
right,
interaction.
Right.
Again, text me at 404-643-7400, and we'll get you the answers and hopefully get you the passion to want to become an entrepreneur.
That's right. And this is open to college students in Georgia, right?
Currently, you can have graduated up to 1 year before, but it's typically the teams are currently students at one of the college campuses across the state of Georgia.
And it doesn't matter private or public?
I don't know why that would be a difference. You could be an entrepreneur either way, right?
But it's open to all.
Yeah, we have members from Emory, from Georgia Tech, from
Paula,
SCAD.
Paula had a question. We had some PhD students as well, right?
You know, it's kind of interesting. Georgia Tech in particular has a program called the Tiger Program. They actually cause innovation to sort of get underscored with putting students together in the PhD program who take an idea that may have already had an intellectual property assigned to it. They then try to monetize it. They connect them up with MBA students. They connect them up with law students from Emory. We have people who are undergrads. I mean, people who recently graduated. Mm-hmm. So like I said, they could have graduated up to 1 year ago.
And
still be eligible. We try to keep the rules very fluid because all we're trying to do is foster entrepreneurship in the state of Georgia. That is as simple a mission. And, you know, when somebody comes up with a new idea of being a startup at age month 27, as I said, I go, will this help foster entrepreneurship in Georgia? If the answer is yes, then let's figure out how to do
it. How to make it work. Right? Now, the high school...
There's no fees or anything involved. It is all the people who are coaches and mentors and whatever else we do is all offered to our college students free of charge.
That's amazing.
And what's the benefit, Paul, for the students?
Well, the benefit is that I think we hope that, A, they'll take a idea that they probably started in a classroom and actually go generate a real business. We want them to really create a business and therefore create wealth and jobs for themselves and for others around them. I think they will clearly get the reality test from actual entrepreneurs. And this is free. I mean, this is, you know, you can go get it from the SBDC consultants who are all ex-entrepreneurs typically, very well versed, or you can get it from a current entrepreneur who's doing it and could tell you. As an example, we had a student who didn't win a prize, but she actually runs a tax service for university students that in turn not only does your taxes, but also helps you find the right kind of financial aid.
Right.
Well, we helped her in particular with her business where she said we doubled her revenue as an example. So we make it very real. And in particular, we helped her with some automation of her capabilities and services and then helped her create what could be an exit strategy or a franchising strategy.
Wow.
I mean, all of that, I don't know where you'd get that. You'd paid Arthur Anderson a set of fees that would bankrupt you, right? I don't know if there's an Arthur Anderson, but Anderson Consulting, you can tell I go back a while in business.
Now, the high school program, though, is already that train has sailed, as we say here. That's already ongoing, right?
Correct. Week two.
You're on week two. They've already met. They've already had pizza.
Yeah. A lot of pizza. Pizza goes so quickly at the high school kids. Oh, my God. We order boxes, then literally you turn around, they're gone.
And I think what's most important about the second week, the first week, if you ask the kids why you're here, oh, my mother wanted me to register, or my dad wanted me here, and they're having this long face. And then we finish the parent session, the introduction the first week, and then they're kind of going back, you know, a little uncertain, well, I have to come back next week. That is their launch. The second Sunday they come back is their launch. It's all about them. They're here because they want to do this. You know, they're here because they're networking, they have friends, and they're forming these teams, and they're suddenly feeling like an entrepreneur.
And I'll tell you that while I do the college outreach programs, having had some interaction with the high schoolers, you see such a huge improvement from August to April in terms of whether they actually start a business or not. You know, we have a few that do, typically in the nonprofit arena. But I will tell you, as a parent and grandparent, what I see in these kids is, A, they have a passion for doing something versus, I don't have any goals. And number two is they learn a lot about teaming. In reality, I think that social skills are very real in today's world for success. And then the third one that I find is absolutely fascinating is how good they get at communication, which as a teacher in the MBA programs before, I would always say it's probably one of the top two or three skills any C-level person needs in today's business world.
That's right. Because that part of this is they have to stand up in front of people and talk, right? And that's...
Sell your idea.
Actually, you know, most of us who are founders and who are on the board as part of TYE, you know, talking about walking the talk, all of our kids have graduated from the program. So my son Anant graduated last year, and he told me, you know, Mom, when I before I went through the program, I used to have a hard time speaking in front of a class. Now I can stand up in front of anybody and make a presentation.
Right.
And to hear that from your own child, it's just truly encouraging.
But that skill by itself is worth the price of admission, right?
Absolutely.
And we have similar testimonials from the college students in the TYE University program, where they tell us that the invaluable feedback they get from real-world entrepreneurs, from people who can tell them about how do you go about getting financing for your idea, how do you grow customers in terms of revenue growth so that, in fact, you know, you're getting the black as fast as possible. They could not find that in any other manner. We're hoping this year, actually, to participate with Thai Global as well, where we might take some of these ideas and participate in a program that Thai Global is going to run in the May timeframe. We're sort of looking at how that might intersect, where our college students as well as non-college students might intersect with a international competition for startups that Thai Global is going to run.
Well, the TYE program, TYE University program, are important parts of the business community, and we appreciate all of the work that the Thai folks do to make that happen. And we appreciate your time in having this conversation with us. It's important to educate the business community of all the great work that you guys are up to, and we appreciate it. One more time, how about the website? Best way to get a hold of you for this or any of the other activities that are happening in Thai?
Sure. The website, again, is atlanta.thai.org. And so we're right here at, you know, Q4 of the year. We're ending off, so we have a lot of good events coming up before we close the calendar year, and introduce Kanchana and Paul Lopez as president-president-elect at our Christmas party that will be held in December. We call it Visions, where we, you know, go back and talk about the successes and failures that we had in 2015 and what we're going to be doing on 2016. And also in November, we're going to bring back our famous high, really high energy community partner roundtables, where we're going to basically bring in one place all of the community partners, you know, so that you get the best advice, the best feedback from the startup community all in one place, right? And it's just for Thai Atlanta members. So we're going to be bringing that back in November. And then October, we'll have our, for members only, member sponsors and charter mentors, our strategic planning session. So that will be at the end of October as well. But all the information can be found at the website, atlanta.thai.org.
Well, thank you for being part of this, and we look forward to telling your story every month here at Atlanta Business Radio.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.